Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
We're having a good time today. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are. As we come to you, we have a live studio audience.
That's right.
Are you a planner? Are you the kind of person who prints out a map quest of the trips you take? Do you have your stops highlighted along the way? Do you have the hotels confirmed? Are you the kind of person who plans activities for tomorrow each evening before you go to sleep? On your job, do you utilize strategic planning in every assignment that you're given? When your kids or grandkids are involved in sports or other extracurricular activities, do you have a cooler with bottled water, sports drinks, and healthy snacks? Do you carefully plan family dinners for special events? Or are you one of those folks where everything has a place and that's where it is, well, that's where it's at when you need it? Were you able to say yes to any of these questions that were just posed to you? If the answer is yes, you take after your father. I'm not necessarily talking about your earthly father, but your heavenly father. God has always been a planner. I mean, God planned a supper 6,000 years before it happened. That's what I call serious planning. Unfortunately, many people, for them, their idea of long-range planning is where they're going to eat at Denny's or IHOP on Saturday morning. And yes, the most important question they ask is, shall we eat at 8 or 11? Our success in life, in marriage, family, job, investments, will not happen to us just because we're a nice person or even because we love the Lord. We must have a plan.
Proverbs 16, verse 3 says, I commit my work to the Lord, my plans will succeed. That is a great scripture in many translations.
And in so many ways.
Yes, it is.
It applies to our lives.
Amen.
Each day is a gift to us. What are our plans for this precious treasure of time that God's given to us? Someone once said, each day is a gift from God, and what we do with that day is our gift to Him. God is not only a planner, but He knew you before you were ever formed in your mother's womb.
Jeremiah 1, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. You know, the scripture may not say, name us by name, but He did the same thing for every one of us because there is a plan or we would not be born.
That's
and
right.
If you've ever had any doubt that God has plans for you, make sure you read and study and meditate on Jeremiah 29, verse 11. The King James Version says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. The Message Bible translation says it this way, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for.
It's interesting, honey, that scripture says plans to give you the future you hope for.
Mm.
Not somebody else, but that you hope for.
That's right.
Here are several ways to prove you're God's favorite. First, He knows the plans He has for you. You gotta know, God has an individual plan for your life. If you don't know what God's plan is, ask Him, and He'll answer you, because the Bible says that He will. Plans, well, they can be good or bad depending on the heart of the person formulating the plans. However, there can never be a question about the kind of plans God would have for you. Pastor Sunday Adalasia said, God gave man an undeserved ability to do what he planned for him to do.
Second, God's plan, are you ready, is to prosper you. When we read this verse, you know, you got to wonder how anyone could ever doubt whether or not God wants his children to be prosperous, successful, blessed. It says it right there in the scripture. So if you're struggling from the quicksand of debt or other problems, that is not God's plan for you.
You know, honey, that's so true. If you feel you're so broke you can't order your way at Burger King, that's not his plan for you. If you have to work two or three jobs to make ends meet, that's not God's plan to prosper you.
Third, God will never make plans that are harmful to you in any way. Being unable to sleep at night because you're worrying about what your next mortgage payment or rent check's, where it's coming from, that's harmful to your health. So that can't be God's plan for you.
Tensing up with fear and dread every time the phone or doorbell rings for fear you're having to deal with a creditor is not God's plan for you.
Proverbs 1 verse 33 in the New Living Translation. Proverbs 1 verse 33 says, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm.
Fourth, God's plans are to give you hope when you're struggling to pay your bills, worrying about the lack of good jobs, or concerned about your health, or that of a family member. Hope is a wonderful thing.
Amen.
The very good news is that God has a plan to give you hope in everything that you encounter. And the scripture's clear, honey. Hope comes from one place.
Psalm 62, verse 5. Psalm 62, 5 in the New Century Version translation says, I find rest in God. Only He gives me hope.
Not only does He give us hope, but it's how He gives it to us.
Yes. Romans 15:13. Romans 15, verse 13 in the New Living Translation says, I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in Him. Then your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Fifth, God will give you a future. The kind of future God has given you is not just eternal life.
We particularly like the New Living Translation of John 10:10.
Yes, we do.
I mean, we quote it a lot, but it's so good. It says, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life.
Hallelujah.
Sixth, God knows what He's doing when it comes to you. The Message Bible translation of Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for.
You know, honey, over the years, I've had the privilege, you too, of knowing some really brilliant people. I've discovered that no matter how smart someone is, they occasionally make mistakes, albeit good intentions. No matter how smart a person is, either through intellectual acumen or common sense, they're still human and subject to make wrong decisions. However, God knows what He's doing, and He's never made a mistake.
Think about it.
And never will. Not only that, He will never abandon you.
Hebrews 13:5. There are too many wonderful scriptures out there to be able to pick one and say it's a favorite, but this is a favorite of ours. Hebrews 13, verse 5, Classic Amplified Bible.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I'm sure every time we say, this is one of our favorite scriptures, God smiles.
Praise the Lord.
I think He does.
He sends so many good ones. It says, for He, God Himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, relax my hold on you? Assuredly not.
God's plan is always the best. Sometimes the process may be difficult, but don't forget that when God is silent, he's doing something for you. Think about that. Seventh, God will not only give you your future, he will give you the one you hope for.
Wow. Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37:4 in the New Living Translation. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires.
Hallelujah. See, not only will God give you the future you hope for, the desires of your heart, he will ensure your personal success.
Psalm 20, verse 4. Psalm 20, verse 4 in the New Living Translation. May he grant your heart's desires and make all your plans succeed.
I think it's fair to say. Now, considering these 7 points and God's plan and purposes for your future, you got to be one of your favorites.
His favorite.
His favorite.
That's right.
I know you are.
Well, I know you are, and I know all of you are, and he's got your picture on his refrigerator. If he has a refrigerator, he has your picture.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I thought this teaching was complete. Then the Lord brought James chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. James 1, 22 through 24 in the Message Bible to our remembrance. Here's what it says.
Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are, what they look like.
5 key words in that passage. Act on what you hear.
That's right. But tuning into Rich Thoughts for Breakfast every day, I believe God is using this, or he wouldn't be encouraging us to do this every single day. He's using this to be able to encourage you to have the best day that you could possibly have. I just believe that,
absolutely,
or I wouldn't be doing this day after day.
Absolutely. Today, Tuesday, June 26, 2018. Hear me now. Hear us. This is your time to act on what you hear and to remember.
Always remember.
Always remember. You're one of God's favorites.
Amen.
Never, ever doubt that.
Hallelujah.
It's time to act on what you hear. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trail.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.